Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Mr. John McKay, first time we've seen each other in the new year. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. How are you doing over there?
Oh, doing busy, freezing.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know how I feel about single digits.
Or sub-zero temperatures, wind chill. I bet this has just made the real estate business. I was going to ask you about that. It's got to be a zoo out there. I mean, showings and trying to.
It is. In fact, I will laugh a little bit. We did pull up to do a showing, and the client goes, "Are you going to shovel the sidewalk for me on the way up to the house?" And I was like, well, I hadn't planned on it, but we could. It was a vacant house. It wasn't one of our listings. And so I'm like, we'd have to reschedule. Like, I'd have to go home and get my shovel. And so now I do have the snow shovel always in the back of the truck with me.
See, that's an important thing because I would hazard a guess that your listings that are yours.
Yes.
You probably have someone to go out and shovel.
Yeah, so we've had to make some of those adjustments for this time of year, where we've had to, have people go out and shovel those and properly prep those. And when you have some model homes, and it's just different when you've got ice melt this time of year, and then you've got the debris that gets in. It just makes everything more difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing right now. So, yes, I've enjoyed it. Yes, we've had fun with the kids in it and stuff, but I'm not going to say that I won't be too happy to see some of it go.
Maybe next week.
I don't like the forecast we're seeing right now. It looks like more is going to come before we get rid of it, John. Mm-hmm. So, however, with that being said, it was just an absolutely crazy into the new year. We had over 32 closings in December. So
wow.
On top of all that weather and stuff, I mean, we've been selling consistently just one a day, closing and selling. And so it was a flurry of activity, literally flurry.
Intended.
Did you catch that?
Yes.
Okay. So it was a great finish to the year, just exactly kind of what we thought would be happening. And so number one is when we come into 2017, we always like to just give a big thank you for our listening audience and our radio members that listen and referred us business. We kind of get our end of the year tallies on what portion of our business came from radio and came from the listeners. And it was a big, big chunk of our business comes from radio. So thank you to all of the listeners. Thank you to your families. Thank you to your referrals. A lot of times we get just great referrals from the listeners to the show. We have a lot of people call in each week that are like, hey, my brother listens to your show and I'm having trouble with this. He told me to call you. And so mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough for all the people that listen to the show and then go out and trust us with those questions and those calls. Just a huge thank you. It was a record year. I'm going to do a show later this month that reports all of the numbers. But it was another just amazing record breaking year for us here at the Kenmore team. A great market to go along with that. But like I said, a huge portion of our business is those referrals from the listeners. So thank you. I said I would give a big shout out to the RDO crew at the Ag Show this past week. I was out there chatting with some of those guys, and I know it was the Ag Show, but we were talking housing and just visiting with some community members and people we know. And bunch of them were talking about how they listened to the show. So thanks to my boys out there at RDO getting it done in the ag world for us. And that's not even a paid endorsement, McKay. That's just real world stuff here. So we always like to start off with a crazy celebrity housing news story. And this one just caught my eye because I think I was dreaming about being warmer. And that was a seaside home that comes with its own lighthouse in Laguna Beach in California.
Oh, my.
Now, this is a four-bedroom, 3,500-square-foot house that has access to a private beach. It was original owners was the actress America Chidester and her husband, filmmaker Edward Griffith. They were the original owners of this house built in the early 1920s. And so I was laughing because some of the things they did was, for instance, it has a miniature lighthouse on the corner of the deck, which is super cool. And then it has a swimming pool that is built into the edge of the cliff, and the water is refreshed. The salt water is refreshed with the water from the ocean. Now, McKay, what are the chances that you could get an environmental permit to build a pool into the side of a cliff in this day and age? Okay.
Well, let's see. I'm looking through binoculars right now. Big fat zeros.
A big fat zero. So one of the cool features of this is, of course, that's grandfathered in, and you are buying something that you could not replicate. It could not have that again. And we see that a lot of times with these waterfront homes and some of these features that we see, how things were done then are not how they are done now, and you're not going to be able to replicate that. So that kind of caught my eye for a couple reasons. If you've got $17 million lying around, It looks like this could be your home. So that's our crazy celebrity story. I always like to go to my favorite economist. I quote him quite a bit. Elliot Eisenberg runs a great blog that I subscribe to. I've been to his talks before. They call him the Bowtie Economist, and he puts out some great economic numbers. And this one just caught my eye, and this is just, it blows my mind a little bit. It also helps me with some future family planning. But the title of the one that came out on January 5th was, it's called Parental Palace, McKay. In 2015, the percentage of people 18 to 34 living with their parents. Okay, let's go over that again.
Okay.
The percentage of people 18 to 34 that are still living with their parents. The final numbers came in. They're always about a year behind tallying this.
I'm going to say 43.
Wow, you're really close. It was 39.5%.
Wow.
The highest level since 1940, which was 41%. Now, of course, 1940, 1 year removed from the end of the Depression, so a lot of people had consolidated households to save money. So I'm a little scared that we've returned to those rates, and the last time we could see rates that high was the Great Depression. Now, it the all-time low, it bottomed out in 1960 at 24%. So there was recovery, a lot of people were back into home ownership. And since then, it's slowly risen, and then recently has had a big run-up again, back to nearly 40%, probably due to a couple factors. Rising rents, and then probably limited credit as we came out of really basically not a depression, but our last major recession in the housing market caused a huge run-up of that again. So it'll be really interesting to see how that translates into our housing market. If that number, as the housing economy and the recovery has happened, if we start to see that number reverse and go back down. So it just blows my mind. It made me think I need to downsize. I don't want there to be any extra rooms for my kids to think they're coming back, McKay. So maybe when they're gone to college, that's a good time for me to sell and downsize. So that is our economic statistic. And we always like to look at the market and say, what's happening right now? What are the questions you're getting and what's going on? I mean, here we've had a foot of snow for the last 2 weeks. It's been cold. You've got to think there's no way that there's a lot of movement going on in the market. We've got a couple things happening. This happens this time of year, and this is why I'm getting this the biggest question. And then this year, it's even under a bigger magnifying glass. And so the first thing that I wanted to talk about that goes along with that is we didn't get a chance to before the holidays to really delve into it, But basically what you had happening is you had back in mid-December, right before the holidays, you ended up having the Fed increase the rate. Now that is, you know, that is a, I mean, that is a short-term rate that we're looking at there. And it was, I mean, it was a smaller, it was a smaller rate. So it was a 0.25, so quarter point rate. And so you're trying to look at, what is this going to mean for the homeowners? And so when you have a short-term rate like that go up, what happens is you have long-term mortgage rates start to adjust a little bit to compensate for that. Those ended up in that last month of 2016, we saw those rates rise about a half a percent between the election and the Fed meeting. And so you look at, okay, what's that half a point going to do to monthly payments? So if you were looking at a $300,000 loan, and in that time period of that month, you hadn't closed or you hadn't locked, and that rose, you're going to be at roughly $85 to $100 per month more. So on a $300,000 house, yeah, is that a huge amount? Is that going to change your approval? Unless you're right on the edge, probably not. But it's still, it's another $1,200, you know, for the year. So those rate increases are going to start to hurt a little bit if we see more of those come. The projections that they're saying for 2017 is that we're going to say two, possibly three more of those rate increases. So we could be looking at, really, here we are, finally the time, you know, and really we've been talking about this for 3 years on the show, and here we are at the time where they're actually making those changes. It is significant. I don't want to say it's not, because we, like I said, for 3 years we've been expecting that tide to turn a little bit. They've held off. Now we're actually seeing some of those come into play. So the big thing you really just want to kind of keep a look at, and then on, say, on the upper end stuff, $500,000-$600,000 homes, now you're talking about a $200 to $250 increase in your payment. So you're going to see that effect magnified a little bit in the upper end. And then also for first-time home buyers, if they're really, really close on what's called their debt-to-income ratios, that's what's used to make their qualifying decision to get that loan. If they're close on those ratios, you're going to see people start to get into a position where they're having to look at a lesser priced home. Now, take that information, apply that to the Tri-Cities market. When there's 2 feet of snow on the ground and it's bitterly cold, here's what you have happen. You have sellers wait to put their home on the market. You can't get great pictures right now. Not a lot of people are getting out there. They're worried about maximizing their value. So now you have people saying, okay, rates are going to be going up. You've got a pool of buyers wanting to buy. We started with low inventory, some of the lowest inventory we've ever seen in this market. And now we have not a lot of new homes coming on the market. The inventory issue has gotten just magnified in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so we have a lot of buyers out there now that are hitting our office. They're hitting our lenders. They're getting pre-approved. And I tell you what, that's why we're getting showings right now. That's why we're still getting multiple offers. And that's why I'm carrying a snow shovel around in my truck. Okay. Because we're out there showing. So I just wanted to put a little perspective on what's happening right now in that housing market, how these rates affect that, and what you really need to be looking for as a buyer and potentially as a seller in the next 30 to 45 days. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we're going to look a little more at the effect of those rates on the market now and talk about a few tips and tricks that you can use to help minimize that, get your home either sold or get you into a new home before the spring market gets even crazier.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been taking a look at some of the trends happening late in 16 and moving on to right now. And the big one was interest rates. What are those doing to our home sale process? How are buyers responding to that right now? And at the end of the day, when we really look at the historical rates and take a look at those increases, it is still a very, very good time to be financing a house. You're still looking at those rates in the low fours on your 30-year mortgages. It's still historically very, very low. But there are going to be some changes, and it is going to affect some of the affordability of the homes later in the year. So we're taking a good look at that, seeing how that compares. But in the meantime, one of the things we were talking about was inventory and what's available. And I've got to pick three. I've got some good ones out there. And it still is shocking, even with the snow and what's going on, folks. We are getting multiple showings per week. We are getting multiple offers still on properties.
Well, people and are serious, like you've always said.
Are serious. Yeah, if you're going to, you're exactly right, McKay. If you're going to tromp through the snow and look right now, you're going to have your checkbook with you. And so it is. Especially when it's 3 degrees, I'll tell you that much. So pick number one here is just an absolutely great home, 2631 Sandpiper Loop. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home in Horn Rapids, almost 2,400 square feet, open concept, great for entertaining, large formal living room and dining combo, gas fireplace. Then your kitchen is just absolutely fantastic. Has a pass-through to the formal dining room and the dining nook. The kitchen opens up to the family room, half bath and laundry room on the main level. And then upstairs, you've got a large master with a sitting area with a walk-in closet, dual sink vanity. I mean, this place is really dialed in. Lots of amenities that Horn Rapids has to offer, and that's priced at $279,900. And we are, and so like I said, great property out there. Pick number two, 2719. This is in Willowbrook, South Richland location, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home, 3,000 square feet. Lots of natural light, formal living room and formal dining room. Kitchen has, they've gone in, you have granite counters, hardwood floors, another dining area within the kitchen, great for entertaining. So you've got your bedroom and full bathroom on the main level, huge master suite again on the upper level, large walk-in closet in there, garden tub plus a separate shower, and then you've got the fully fenced backyard. Fantastic. This place is priced at $299,900.
Wow.
So to get into South Richland for that square footage and that price, that's a very, very good deal. If you'd like to look at that, please let us know. Pick number three, West Richland, 5303 Phoebe Lane. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler, large corner lot, 1673 square feet, great laminate wood flooring, updated interior paint, newer exterior paint. They've really gone in and updated the kitchen, also done a lot of work on this house. Matching outbuilding with power on a cement pad, so very nicely done outbuilding storage. And you're priced at $215,000. So that's right in that sweet spot. So West Richland, 215, almost 1,700 square feet. That's one of those ones, snow, ice storm, whatever. I bet next week when we talk, that one will not be available. So,
folks, eyebrows just went up.
Yeah, go to KenmoreTeam.com. Give us a call. We'd love to show you any of those properties. And one of the things we've been talking about is, what does the rate hike mean for homeowners? So also important to note, and one of the things I wanted to point out, whether you're not buying or selling, or say you're just in your existing house, when these rates start to make a turn like this, sometimes it's easy for people to forget that a lot of people will get what's called a HELOC, and that's a home equity line of credit. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is when you get a HELOC like that, the rates have been so low in the recent past that a lot of people sometimes will forget they have that. Well, those will be the first thing. Those are almost always generally tied to the prime interest rate and are variable. So those are the first type of loans that you're going to start to see an uptick on the interest rate when you start to see those statements come out. And likely that will keep rising as the Fed hikes the rate in 2017. So now that prime's at 3.75, generally home equity line of credits, you'll see a margin in there about 2% roughly. So, you know, you're at 5.75. You have some rate hikes in 2017. All of a sudden, that is at 6, 6.5. And then it might not be as comfortable anymore. So it might be a time to look. If you've been carrying a balance on that, give me a call. We can get you with a lender, because before the rates go up, maybe there's an opportunity for you to convert that to permanent term type financing where you're not going to be looking at that variable rate. So that's another portion of that to definitely be on the lookout for. I wrote down a couple other things. It's great. We had three or four first-time homebuyer couples in our office this last week, and I got to tell you, they were really doing it right, because when we look at being ready to buy for 17 and we look at the market, the first thing that we look at is some of the stats that go on in the market. And it was really interesting to see that because of how things have gone with statistics, that 46% of people are getting the first home that they offer on.
Ooh.
So what that means is that the market's very competitive right now, and that people, that 46% of people, which also means 54% are not getting it, okay? And so you have this dichotomy. You have two different groups here. You have one that's very knowledgeable and well-prepared for what's going on in the market, and then you have 54% disappointment. Okay, and so you can imagine, you're going to look to find the right house. You're going to spend this time researching. You're going to get your pre-approval letter. You're going to get all your documentation together. You're going to find the absolute perfect house. And 54% of the time, if you're not working with the right people, you're not going to get the house.
Hmm.
And so that is a crushing, devastating blow when someone's looking. So I wrote down the consultations that we had this week. It reminded me to bring to the show. Come in, have a sit-down meeting with a professional. Work with one of our professional buyer agents. That's what they do day in and day out. They know that even with the snow, because it would be, if you didn't know any better and you didn't know the market stats and you didn't listen to this radio show and you went out there and there's a foot of snow and you make an offer, it'd be really easy to say, ah, you know what? It's cold outside. There's a foot of snow. This house is vacant. This seller is just desperate for me to buy. You know, send them over an offer, you know, 10% lower than list price right now. You know, and if you've done the comps and you're with somebody that knows what it is, that could be a devastating mistake if that really is the right house that they want and you look at that market value. So getting with one of our professional buyer's agents, knowing what's going on, that'll help you be prepared. Number two that I wrote down is just part of that consultation is learning and knowing what the process is. Knowing what happens when you go to inspection, knowing what you're going to be in for at that home inspection, even knowing about what that inspection's for and who pays for it. That's not something that's common. And so first-time homebuyers should not feel bad about asking those questions and what type of things does the inspector look for and what type of things could we ask to be fixed and what type of things should we not ask to be fixed if it risks the deal in a low inventory market and it's the best house for you at that time. So really just walking through that process and becoming a little bit familiar with what goes on will help you be prepared when you do need to pull the trigger on that. So that's absolutely a big one. And then the other mistake that we wrote down, it really comes down to visiting with the lender, getting those pre-approval letters is, if you want to torpedo the process right from the beginning, the best way to do that is to look at a bunch of houses that you can't afford.
Yes.
Because what happens is it automatically, that becomes normal in your mind. And so if you look at a budget and look at what brackets you should be looking at, it's very difficult once you've looked at 250 to say to go look at 190. Mm-hmm. And those are very different price points. And then there's nothing wrong with looking at those different price points. If you're considering, say, I am pre-approved, I could afford 250, but I only want to spend 190. Sure, then go look and mm-hmm. see what that extra 60 gets you. But if you know where you want to be and you know you don't want to move out of that bracket and that's what you want to spend, it'll really help the process not get diluted with unrealistic expectations. So we always tell people, get that pre-approval letter, meet with the lender, get that taken care of, and then we can get in the car, we can get the snow shovel out, and we can start looking at some of these houses that are out there right now. So,
and realistically.
I was just keeping it real basic as we come into 17. I didn't want to overcomplicate it. We've got some great guests coming up the next couple weeks. I'm going to make them put together their predictions for 2017. We're also going to dust off those 2016 predictions for the next 2 weeks mm-hmm. and see which ones we got right and which ones I absolutely failed at. So that'll be a great show the next 2 weeks. Looking forward to it. Please go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. Give me a call. We are absolutely starting just at breakneck speed for 17 and working hard. Snow, no snow, freezing rain. We're selling some real estate. Happy New Year, and we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.